All kinds of good stuff to do here this morning. And the good thing about a fifth Sunday, we will have a potluck at the end of the service today. Everybody's welcome, whether you brought food or not. And it'll be a fifth Sunday potluck. It'll also be to honor Debbie. And so we look forward to that. And if you didn't get, yes. If you didn't get enough fellowship in during this greeting time, you'll have plenty of time to do that later. So I want to, first of all, highlight just a couple of announcements. I want us to remember that the potluck's today. We'll pray for the potluck at the end of the service, and everybody just go right on through the line. We have a few weeks from now, Wednesday, July 9th, we'll have our monthly corporate prayer meeting. And at the end of July, we'll have our monthly prayer advance, monthly prayer for descendants. You know, we've had a really busy season. July's kind of slows down a little bit. It's kind of mostly normal stuff. But those are the things that are upcoming. So now we come to a moment in the service that I have to say is actually kind of bittersweet. Come on up, Debbie. I was thinking about this last week. And I was thinking that with the exception of my wife, I don't spend more time with anybody than I do with Debbie. Amen. Let's hear it. Let's hear it for Debbie. Okay. Debbie has been employed here. I looked at the records. She's been employed here since 2001, full-time. She worked a little bit part-time before that, but full-time since 2001. She's been our faithful church secretary. She replaced Shirley McWilliams, who is still with us, but in assisted living and still part of our church and part of our house church as well. So I have had between 6 and 7 hours, 5 days a week with this woman. And I got to say, it's really a delight. It's really a delight. Debbie has brought a presence to the office here at TCF that I'm not sure anybody else could bring. I know there's others that could do the job, but Debbie's kind of a unique person. And I mean that in the very best way. She brings the presence of Christ to our office. She brings the presence of Christ in the midst of anybody she talks to. And she's just a blessing to us, isn't she? She's a blessing to us. So today we want to especially honor her because tomorrow will be her last day as an employee of TCF. One of the great things about that is, though, is that it's not like we're not going to see her anymore. You know, a lot of places where you work there and you're there for a long time and they leave, they retire, and you don't really see them because nothing's quite the same. Well, it won't be quite the same without her in the office, but we'll still see her Sundays. She's still in my house church. I'll still see her Wednesday nights. And I've also told her that she's going to have to come in the office once in a while just to scratch that Debbie itch for me. Yeah. And to bring her grandkids. She would often bring her grandkids, and they would run around, or they would be in the library, or they'd come bug me, which I loved. It was so much fun. So you're going to have to do that for me, Debbie. I'm not willing to let that go completely, so you're going to have to do that for me. So I want to present her a couple things in thanks for her years of service, but I also want in a few minutes for anybody who would like to come up and pray for Debbie in this transition, because it's a transition to retire. And I told Debbie the other day that my brother retired last December, and he says when people ask him what's it like to be retired, he said, Saturday. So Debbie's moving on to a lifetime of Saturdays and Sundays with us. So Debbie, first of all, we have this gift card that I want to present to you from the church, from all of us. And I have this plaque. Got to brag on Bob Albrecht, who made this for us. And I'll read it to you. It says, thank you, Debbie, for nearly 25 years of service for TCF, 2001 to 2025. With love and gratitude for you and your work and ministry among us, the elders and congregation of Tulsa Christian Fellowship, thank you for modeling Philippians 2, 3, and 4 in your service to TCF, so you all have to look that up. But Debbie, I want to give this to you in gratitude from the church and from the elders. Thank you. So if anybody would like to come up and pray for Debbie, feel free. This is going to be one of those almost fill the stage moments where we've done this with missionaries, and we're doing it for Debbie in her retirement. Tina, would you use my camera? You know how to turn it on? Or just use your phone, if that's easier for you. Come on. We have room on the side, both sides. Get as close as you can. The air conditioning's on, so we're all good. Okay. Thank you for all of you coming up here. And let's pray now for Debbie. Heavenly Father, how can we thank you for the gift that you've given us in Debbie Manchester? How can we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit that's at work in her life that has blessed each person in this room in various and sundry ways? How can we thank you, Heavenly Father, even adequately for the life that she's lived, the life that she's lived among us, the joy that she brings to every situation that she finds herself in, the work that she's done, the energy and the effort that she's expended on behalf of this church? Father, we are indeed a grateful people for the gift of Debbie Manchester. And we are indeed grateful that now she transitions into retirement, where most days are going to feel like Saturdays. But Father, we're grateful for this respite for her. We're grateful she'll have more time for James and for the grandkids. We're grateful, Father, that even in this retirement, she'll continue to minister in this body, because that's just who she is. We thank you, Father, that we won't have to miss seeing her, because we'll see her here on Sunday mornings and in church events and various and other places, Father, in and outside the church. So we're grateful for that. But we pray that you'd bless her in this season. We pray you'd give her wisdom and grace for whatever situation she faces. We pray, Heavenly Father, you'd guide her in what she's to put her hands to, the people that she'll continue to minister to and spend time with. And Father, we know that she's kind of been the mother confessor here at church, and that so many people come to her for counsel and advice. We pray, Father, that we would be blessed by seeing that continue, Father, that she would continue to minister, whether she's here in the church, whether she's home, whether she's pulled somebody aside here on a Sunday morning or whatever that is, that she continue to be used in that way in our midst. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our dear sister. Thank you for blessing us. And Lord, we do pray that you'd bless her now as she begins her retirement years. Father, we know that believers in Christ never retire from ministry. And so, Father, we trust that that will be the case with Debbie, and we believe it will. So we release her to that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now let's stand and applaud for Debbie. Okay, Debbie would like to say just a few words.
Emphasis on few, I guess. I wanted to say that my time working here has been a gift from God to me. You know, my time working here has been a gift from the Lord to me. And at first, when I was hired here, I thought, Lord, I'm not a church secretary, a little bun in my head, you know. But, you know, God knew exactly where to plant me and when to plant me there. And I just thank you so much for loving me, for putting up with me. Hats off to you for putting up with me, you know, for encouraging me and for walking through these years together. There is nothing I can imagine would be any better. So as I'm retiring now, yes, I won't be coming into the office. But the relationships, the investment in TCF, the time with you all, I pray that never changes. You know, my prayer has been, Lord, invest me in this new season where you want me to be invested. He is faithful. And let me just add that the Lord is putting you into good hands with Amy taking my place, Amy Thorpe. She also is called and chosen by God, as is her family, as it's not an individual thing. So thank you all. Thank you all so very much for loving me and for walking these years with me.
We love you, Debbie.
I love you guys.
Okay, in a couple minutes, James is going to come, and he's going to give a little introduction. But here's the real introduction to this theme. We're going to see the video from the VBS. Wow, James, sure has been a fun week here at True North VBS, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, I love the North. Really cool. All the animals, scenery.
Cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's been good.
The kids have been great. The animals have been a lot of fun. It's just been real adventure, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that chipmunk, oh my God. How could you let a chipmunk steal your flashlight?
Yeah, he was so cute, I just couldn't help but let him have it. You know, those chipmunk dens get really dark at night. Yeah, and you know what? We saw all those different animals here. It's been so great seeing all the different animals. But when it comes to the bear, I'm glad we didn't really meet a bear out here. I would have been pretty scared if we saw a real bear.
Well, you never know.
What was that?
Sounded suspiciously like a bear.
Well, that sounded closer.
You're just being a scaredy cat.
I don't know about you. I'm getting out of here.
Wait, no, Scout, wait. The bear's on the screen. I knew that would send Scout running.
My hope is in the Lord. the things we see to the great unknown. He is our true north. He is our way home. He is our guide in this world that's so wild.
As you can see, it was quite a week. I've got some statistics to give you a fuller picture of what went on. First statistic, zero, count them, zero power outages. Hallelujah. Was that 2 years ago? Oh, my goodness. Unforgettable. Okay. Also, we had zero disciplinary expulsions. We don't always have those, but we have had a few, and this was a year we didn't have to have any, so that was wonderful. Every year we raise money for something to help support something valuable, and this year it was for Seed Power. Seed Power in Kenya has a school, and according to their local regulations, they have to pass a test in sixth grade in order to stay in school. Staying in school is a good thing, so we raised money to help buy them the textbooks they need to study for the test so they can pass it and stay in school. Altogether, we raised over $200, which was enough to buy 25 textbooks for Seed Power in Kenya. Praise the Lord for that. The green trees you saw posted on a black panel over here,
Those are God sightings. And for those of you who aren't familiar with VBS, every year, each day, we ask all the kids and crew leaders to look for God sightings. See ways that God shows up. Maybe it's something kind someone said or did. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's something cool that you learned and you realized about something cool that God made. Whatever it is, we give every crew a chance each day to write that down and then post it. So by the end of the week, we get to see all the ways that God has shown up. And we had over 50 different God sightings during that week. Pretty amazing. God shows up every year in so many ways. We had 40-plus volunteers, more than 30 just from TCF, including Dave Troutman as a Roman centurion. I hope you got to see that. That was pretty cool. He'll be accepting an Oscar later this afternoon. We had over 35 kids each day. This was a little bit lower than previous years, but one advantage to that is that it allowed all the crew leaders to have a more in-depth relationship with each of their kids, which turned out to be a good thing. We had 31 kids come up on the stage to say a Bible verse in the finale of the last day. All the verses were from Matthew this year. Matthew 28:20, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 12:21, and his name will be the hope of all the world. Matthew 14:27, don't be afraid, take courage, I am here. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And Matthew 7:24, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. This helps to hide God's word in their hearts, and some of them, this is the only churching they get. And we know that God's word does not return void. So that was pretty cool to see. The 13 crew leaders, not even including their training time, put in 20 hours of volunteer work during this week. Great job, crew leaders. Thank you so much. We had 10 volunteers and 5 crew leaders who were from other churches, which I think is pretty cool. And we had 5 crew leaders that were rookies leading crews for the first time. You guys did a great job. Each of the points, each day we have a different point, a theme for the day, and a different Bible buddy to help us remember what the different Bible verse is. These were the 5 points. First day was when we wonder, we can trust Jesus. Day 2 was when we feel alone, we can trust Jesus. Day 3, when we are powerless, we can trust Jesus. Day 4, when we need hope, we can trust Jesus. And day number 5, when we need help, we can trust Jesus. Yep, you guys still remember it. That's good. Every year, we are blessed to receive decorations from Believers Church in addition to the ones that we make on our own and purchase. And we get to pass those on. These decorations get given to other churches so they can do what we do here too. We're giving decorations this year to the Chinese Christian Church as well as to Seventh-day Adventist Fellowship Church so that all of the work to make these amazing displays gets another use. So after we eat, we're going to need a few volunteers to stick around and help us take down what's on stage and park it so that the Seventh-day Adventist can come get it. I want to thank especially our dedicated prayer team that prayed daily, not just for all the volunteers, but also for all of the kids' prayer requests. The kids could write prayer requests on a piece of paper to give their crew leaders, which they then passed on to the prayer team. So thank you very much, prayer team, and to all of the people who supplied or donated snacks, supplies, decorations. We appreciate all of that. We could not have done it without all those people. Big round of applause for all those people. Thank you. And the best part, we have at least one confirmed salvation by a young man named Marcus Butler, and he was loud and proud about it. He wanted everybody to know that he had accepted Jesus and he was in the kingdom now. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, so much for that. Thank you for everything about VBS in Jesus' name.
Of course, we can't quit when talking about volunteers to thank James and Amy. I'm just very glad that they do not keep track of hours and bill us for that, or we would be broke as a church. So he talked about rookie volunteers. We have one rookie volunteer, come on up, Maren, that we're going to have share. We're going to hear from some of the other volunteers who led crews. And the crew leaders spend all day with the kids from the time they get here until the time they leave. And so there's some really great experiences. We want to hear from Maren about her first time.
I was a rookie. I learned a lot about how VBS works. It was new, and we would have the kids, same kids every day, and there were four stations that we'd take the kids to. There was the Bible Adventure and Sticky Scripture that Diane and Beth, not Diane and Beth, Diane and Charlene traded off doing, and they are gifted teachers, and they engage the kids and were tuned into them and were passionate about sharing Jesus' love with them. And then the Imagination Station, that's where Beth was, and Beth and Misty, and they did science experiments with kids that that were just fun. They made it really fun for the kids and really interesting. And then Jody and Tom were in the games with another helper. I think that you guys would want to rest after doing custodian work all that time, and your bodies would need a rest. Well, they had the job, Jody especially, of kids would throw bean bags, and Jody would go pick them up and pick up different things. And so she was bending up and down, picking up toys and things. And she needed this last week to recover, I'm sure. James and Dawn leading kids was so, you just could feel God in there, in what they shared. And James, yeah, James did a lifeline from God to the kids. He shared just the best things. And the crew leaders were devoted to their kids. Watching the crew leaders, they had friends there, but they weren't talking to their friends. They were devoted to the kids. Junghee and Karen with snacks. We had snacks that had the theme of True North in them every day. It was just great to see. And then Bill and James with their comedic timing with their little acts every day was fun. It was just great to see how God's gifts were present and were active, you could just see God in all of it. And it was a great experience for me. I'm very thankful.
Thanks, Maren. I'd like all the kids who are at the VBS, come on up on stage now. Come on, don't be shy. Any crew leaders, please, as well. We're going to have one example here and then another example later. We're going to have everybody, just to see what the kids did on stage. You saw some of the video of that, but here's two songs. We're going to hear one now and then one later. So when this song is done, you guys go back to your seats. So come on up, everybody.
Now now stop. I feel it in the air right now. It's all around, I see it everywhere. It's the power. Yeah, yeah, God's power. It's the power to move and it starts. It's the power to heal your broken heart. It's the power. Yeah, God's power.
All right. Good job. Vangie, Ellie, stay up here. I do want to let you know that the kids do know their left from their right. You may have wondered that. The leader says, okay, take four steps. And so it's everybody out there. They're going left, but the leaders are up there. So anyway, if you were confused by that, our kids do know. So, you know, when we do Fifth Sundays, I often have to recruit people to come up and say something, and most say, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, no, no, please don't make me do that. And so sometimes I have to beg. But this year, I wish I'd thought of this before, actually. I thought, you know, I'm going to make it easier, because I knew these two would say, no way, forget it, unless Mom made them. But I thought, I'll just interview them. Maybe that'll make it a little easier. So we're going to try that. So come here closer to the center stage, and we just want to hear a little bit about your experience with it, because both of these girls were crew leaders. Now, how many times have you been a crew leader?
I want to say three or four.
You can say whatever you want. Just tell us the truth. Three or four. Okay. And how about you?
This was my first time.
This was her first. Okay. So she's a rookie like Marin. Okay. So as a rookie crew leader, was it different or in any way you expected?
Not really.
So what was the most surprising thing about being a crew leader that after being in many VBSs that you never thought would be?
They listened to me.
They listened to you. Okay. How about that? Okay. All right. So, Vangie, why did you want to volunteer again? Did Mom make you? Tell us the truth.
Kind of. But I kind of enjoy it, just being able to help these kids and just be around them. It's just fun.
So I understand in past years you've had some trouble in most of it, but this wasn't the case?
This one, they actually listened, and it was so fun having kids who listen.
That's good. So, Ellie, what's your favorite part about helping with VBS?
The kids, because they're really sweet, and you can tell they just love being here.
They have a lot of fun, don't they? Yep. So do you have a story, Vangie, about kind of a special moment, any of the kids that that you can remember? That, in other words, when you think back on this VBS, you're going to think, that was really cool.
I don't know. There was a lot of times that it was just... There was times in the Bible adventure where they would ask me certain questions that were just very poignant, just stuff that I wouldn't have thought about when I was their age. And it's just really cool just to know that they're thinking about what's happening in the Bible adventures and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ellie? What kind of things stood out to you about your interaction with the kids?
How willing they were to, like, be engaged with it and say the verse, because I would give them their sticker after they said the verse, and then they come back and they'd be like, I know it again. I'm like, okay.
That's cool. So I want you to tell me what the hardest part about doing VBS is.
I don't know.
Nothing's hard. It's easy. Well, okay, are you ready to do another one next week?
No.
How about you, Vanjie?
When they get comfortable. When the kids, they just... It's typically on like the third or fourth day where they understand how things work and they want to push boundaries on certain things. And so that's when it gets kind of hard.
Okay. All right. Thank you, girls. Have a seat. Let's thank Vanjie and Ellie Taylor. Now I want two of the guys to come up, Bo and Ethan. Would you guys come up? These two are both veterans. They've been to VBSs when they were little, and then they started working VBS. And, of course, even before they came to TCF, they were part of VBS. So let's talk about this. How many times have you been a crew leader?
This is my second year.
This is your second?
It's either my third or my fourth. I don't.
Okay. All right. And what makes you want to volunteer? Because mom and dad make you?
Well, not just that. They would like for me to, and I like making them proud. But I love ministering to the kids. I love connecting to them personally, knowing their names, and seeing them smile when they look at me, and seeing them know that they're accepted.
How about you?
Well, the kids need somebody to teach them what it's like to be a Christian, and they just need... They need a teacher and a leader to help them through VBS, and so I want the amount of roles that needs filled to be filled. I don't think I phrased that right. Anyway, I don't like seeing my mom stressed about getting enough crew leaders, but also they need Jesus. So
that's good. So, do you guys have a story or a moment that stood out in the VBS this year?
In the snack room, there's one way in and one way out, and so it kind of bottlenecks. When snack time is over, the kids just kind of throng there trying to get through, and there's a lot of crew leaders calling in and out, and I was throwing something away, and my crew was already coming without me. They're very obedient, coming without being told, but I couldn't get to them because of the press of bodies, and I was scared for one of my kids, Josiah. He's just into first grade, and he's new to all this, and wide-eyed, wondering, but also kind of scared, and one of my older kids, Jackson Irving, a fifth grader, just picked him up and hauled him over, took care of him right there, didn't need to ask him, didn't need to tell him, he just brought him right to me, and I was very proud of his maturity.
That's cool, yeah.
One of my kids remembered the previous day's verse the next day, like he told me what it was, and I was kind of surprised, because usually they learn them on one day, and it seems like it never comes up again, but this kid remembered. This particular kid that I expected to be difficult did every motion to every song. And that never happens. They always refuse for one of the songs or one motion or something like that. This kid did every motion to every song. Thank you.
So how does working the VBS impact your own faith in any ways?
I'm kind of amazed at how many of these kids haven't heard the gospel, how many of them haven't gone to church. You know, I feel like this is America, and they still have no clue. But I'm more amazed at the power of the Almighty and the way He works in them. It really does impact my faith and strengthen it in God that He can take these ignorant children and in 5 days turn them into a Christian. It's amazing.
Can you say the question again?
How does it impact your own faith? What things have you thought about?
It's humbling because I realized that we're all sinners, even while I was sinning, God still used me to minister to the kids, and that was very humbling.
That's a good thing to know. God can minister through any of us, right? Thank you, boys. Have a seat. Okay, I forgot this. Charlene Dunn was one of our faithful volunteers this year. She's a faithful volunteer every year. She was unable to be here today, but she had a quick testimony about something she experienced.
Good morning. I wish we could be there. I just need to give glory to God for what happened at VBS last week. Last Tuesday morning, I had to stand out in the rain on a porch waiting to pick up Cherish for about 20 minutes in that blowing rain, and I got soaked. And so then 2 days later, my voice was gone. And in Sticky Scriptures, Jerry had to get the microphone, and I was just barely able to communicate with the microphone. So I rested Thursday night, and Friday was I was back in Wild Bible Adventures, and I had to teach on Pentecost and God sending the Holy Spirit. And the main theme for the day was, when we need help, trust Jesus. And so I felt like, okay, Friday morning, God, I really need help. It's too late to get somebody else to teach this Bible adventure, and I really want to do it. And let's see, on Wednesday we had, when we are powerless, trust Jesus. So I said, God, I'm just going to trust you. I am powerless. I am helpless. And I'm trusting Jesus to help me do Wild Bible Adventures. And so I did four rotations. I did not need to use a microphone. The kids could hear me. And I really was, I felt led by the Holy Spirit to share about how the Holy Spirit can speak through us. And like he did when I went to Kenya in 2009. Anyway, it was just very wonderful answer to prayer, and God was faithful, and he showed up, and you can trust Jesus when you feel helpless and powerless. So to God be the glory. Thanks.
Amen. Okay, kids, crew leaders, come on back up. One more song. Everybody, come on. I don't know about you, it makes me smile to see all these kids come up on stage. Just all they got to do is come up on stage. They could just stand there, and it would make me smile. Okay, here we go.
When I'm scared of what comes next, when life's not fair and there's no hope left, when I'm scared that I'm not quite enough, there is love. In the dark, there is light. I can fall. He'll be there every time that I fall. In the dark, there is light. I can fall on my knees. When I'm broken and hurting, his love says, come to me. Come to me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Good job. Good job. Okay, well, with that, our VBS ends till next year. We'll do it all over again next year, but it's been good, and it's been fun, and we can't thank the volunteers enough. We can't name everybody, or we'd be here till 3 o'clock, because everybody. This is the thing in the church that it's all everybody all in, all decks, all hands on deck, or all decks on hand, whatever they like. And so I want to thank all of the VBS volunteers, all the kids who helped, all the adults who helped, and some adults helped behind the scenes, never even came during the week of the VBS, but did things that were indispensable to making our VBS a really good one and making it happen. So thank you. So we're going to be dismissed here in just a second. We're going to go to the fellowship hall back here, and we're going to enjoy a potluck lunch together. If you didn't bring any food, don't worry about it. We have plenty. At some point soon, we will cut the cake. We have a nice big cake. Congratulating Debbie. Okay. Debbie's going to have to eat every last bite, Olivia says. So let's stand together. I want to remind you that if a handful of you can hang around here for just a minute and help clear the stage, next week it'll look like a normal church stage again for the first time in a month. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for all the things that we experienced this morning. We're grateful, Father, for Debbie. We're grateful for the VBS. And we know that without your amazing grace, none of these things could have happened. Debbie couldn't have served for a quarter century. The VBS couldn't have happened. The kids couldn't have been touched by the gospel, Father. So we're grateful for all these things, and we acknowledge your hand in them. We pray now for the meal we're about to enjoy. We pray for good fellowship, Father. We thank you for your great provision and ask you to bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. We are dismissed.